All right, so we're diving into some pretty big news today. FBI Director Christopher Wray just announced he's resigning.
Yeah, big news.
Huge, right? And there's a lot to unpack here. 10-year term cut short, a president-elect with, well, a history of FBI criticism,
Right.
and then you've got a potential replacement, Kash Patel, who's promising to basically turn the whole thing upside down.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting right away is Wray's exit, the timing of it.
Yeah.
He announced it at, an FBI town hall meeting,
Oh, wait.
effective when the Biden administration ends in January.
So he's getting ahead of it.
Feels that way, right? Like he's trying to control the narrative.
Right.
And then that statement about
Yeah.
wanting to avoid dragging the bureau deeper into the fray
Definitely seems like he's trying to protect the FBI.
from the political crossfire, yeah.
Do you think, I mean, was there pressure from the incoming administration?
It's possible. I mean, you have to remember, Trump has been publicly critical of the FBI, right?
Oh.
Throughout his first term,
Yeah.
especially, after the Mar-a-Lago documents case.
Yeah, if his Truth Social posts are anything to go by,
Yeah.
I mean, calling it a great day for America
Right.
doesn't sound too sad to see him go.
Not exactly, no. And it tracks with his past criticisms of the FBI and its leadership.
For sure.
It's interesting, though, during Trump's first term, even then, Attorney General Bill Barr, he resisted Trump's efforts to replace Wray.
Huh. So even within Trump's own administration, there were concerns.
Seems like it, yeah.
That's pretty significant. What do you make of that?
I think it shows that even people close to Trump recognized the potential problems.
Of disrupting the FBI.
Yeah,
Yeah.
especially during a time that's politically sensitive,
Yeah.
makes you think about Trump's motivations for wanting to replace Wray in the first place.
For sure.
What was he really hoping to achieve?
Okay, so we've got this incoming president, with a clear agenda, and then an FBI director stepping down.
Instead of facing possible dismissal,
And now we have Kash Patel.
stepping into the
Right,
picture.
the potential replacement.
A Trump loyalist and former national security aide,
With, wait a
and no prior experience working at the FBI?
zero experience. Are you serious?
That's right.
Wow, that's a big move. And he's already making some pretty strong statements,
Yeah.
shutting down FBI headquarters.
Drastically redefining the bureau's role.
I mean, those aren't just small changes.
Not at all. Those are major shifts.
Huge.
It really suggests a huge departure from how the FBI has traditionally functioned.
Yeah.
And I think what's concerning is we don't really know what this redefined role means,
What does it mean in practical terms?
Right? Like what happens to investigations?
Intelligence gathering?
The day-to-day work of the FBI, all of it.
Right. And maybe more importantly, what does it mean for the average person?
Exactly, because the FBI plays a crucial role, right, in protecting national security, upholding the law.
Yeah.
So any changes to how it works could have major consequences, far-reaching consequences.
So this isn't just some inside baseball story. This is something that could affect everyone.
Absolutely, it could potentially affect the lives of everyday Americans.
Right.
And this kind of reminds me of something that happened during Trump's previous term.
Okay.
James Comey, who was the FBI director then, he was fired by Trump.
Oh, yeah, right in the middle of that whole investigation into Russian interference.
Exactly.
Wow, so this isn't the first time an FBI director's left under, let's say, a cloud of controversy.
Under a Trump presidency, no.
I mean, is this a pattern?
It's definitely a trend that we should be looking at. I mean, the circumstances surrounding Comey's firing and Wray's resignation, sure, they're different.
Yeah.
But they both make you think about political interference in the FBI's work.
Yeah, it raises the question, is this normal? Like in U.S. politics, have other FBI directors resigned before their term ended?
Well, the 10-year term for FBI directors, that's supposed to provide some insulation from political pressure,
Makes
allows
sense.
them to serve across different administrations.
Right.
So it's not common for a director to leave early, especially not under these types of circumstances.
It definitely feels like something's changed.
It
The
does.
FBI has been getting a lot of criticism, right, for its investigations into Trump and his supporters.
There's been a lot of talk about it.
Yeah, and some Republican lawmakers are calling for big changes, alleging politicization within the bureau.
Yeah, and it's important to remember these are allegations, not proven facts.
Right.
But even the perception of bias can be damaging,
To an organization like the FBI.
Yeah, especially for an organization like the FBI, they rely on public trust to function effectively.
So even if there's no evidence of wrongdoing, the idea that there might be bias
It can hurt the FBI's
could
credibility.
be harder for them to do their job.
Exactly.
which ultimately is a problem for everyone.
Absolutely. It undermines public confidence in the justice system, and that's a problem.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if the FBI is really acting in the best interest of the country, you know?
Right. Or is there a specific political agenda at play?
This whole situation feels like we're walking a tightrope.
In a way, yeah.
On one hand, you've got legitimate concerns about the FBI's independence.
And the potential for political interference, for sure.
But then on the other hand, you have calls for reform and a president-elect who seems determined to remake the Bureau in his own image.
It's a delicate balance.
And the stakes are incredibly high.
They are, because the FBI plays a vital role in safeguarding national security.
Absolutely.
And any changes to its leadership, to its direction, they have to be approached very carefully.
We'll definitely be keeping a close eye on this story, but what should our listeners be paying attention to?
Well, if Kash Patel is nominated, the confirmation process is going to be crucial.
Right.
It'll give us a chance to really examine his qualifications, what his views are, and his plans for the FBI.
And for our listeners who want to go even deeper, I'd suggest looking into the history of the FBI.
It's a fascinating history.
It really is. And, you know, its successes, its failures, the whole debate about its role in American society. There's so much out there.
There are some great resources that provide valuable insights into this institution.
Absolutely.
And as things develop, keep asking questions.
Right.
Like, what are the potential implications of Patel's goals?
Yeah.
How might his leadership impact the FBI's investigations, intelligence gathering, relationships with other agencies?
How might all this affect, you know, the average person?
Exactly.
Those are big questions.
They are. And there are no easy answers.
Right. And that's exactly why these deep dives are so important.
I agree.
We need to have these conversations, even if they're uncomfortable, even if they challenge what we think we know.
Right.
Because ignoring this isn't an option.
The stakes are too high.
All right. We've covered a lot of ground here today.
We have.
We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll dig even deeper into what Ray's resignation could mean.
And what an FBI led by Kash Patel might look like.
Stay with us.
It's important to remember the FBI director, it's not just a symbolic position.
Right.
You know, they have a lot of power overseeing investigations, intelligence gathering.
Counterterror.
Exactly. Shaping the direction of an agency that's vital for national security.
Yeah. And like we've been talking about, the possibility of big changes under new leadership.
It's definitely unsettling.
It is.
It's crucial to understand that the FBI has a complex history.
Yeah.
With both, you know, successes and controversies.
For sure.
And their relationship with the executive branch, it's always been delicate.
Well, yeah, I mean, the FBI is supposed to be independent.
Right.
But the director is appointed by the president.
That's the tricky part.
So how can they really be independent?
Right. That's the tension built into the system.
Right.
The 10-year term for FBI directors, that was supposed to provide some protection from political pressure.
So they could serve across multiple administrations and be objective.
Exactly.
But we've seen with Comey and now Ray, that 10-year term isn't a guarantee.
Not at all.
What does that tell us about how effective that safeguard really is?
It shows how vulnerable the FBI is to political influence, you know, that when directors are seen as too close to a president or too critical.
Yeah.
It erodes public trust in the whole institution.
And without trust, the FBI can't really function.
Exactly.
They can't investigate crimes, gather intelligence, protect national security.
They need people to believe they're acting in the best interests of the country.
Right. Not for some political agenda.
Exactly. And this brings us back to Kash Patel.
Right.
His nomination has caused a lot of debate.
It has.
And it's easy to get lost in the partisan arguments.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think it's more helpful to look at his background, his stated goals.
To see what they tell us about how he might lead the FBI.
Right.
So let's do that. What are we dealing with here? What kind of FBI director might Patel be?
Well, he doesn't have any experience working at the FBI.
We know that.
His background is mostly in national security and intelligence.
Right.
And he's been very critical of what he calls the deep state within the government.
Now, for those who might not know, what does deep state even mean in this context?
It's basically a conspiracy theory.
That claims there's a secret network of unelected officials.
Okay.
Working to undermine elected governments.
So they're trying to control things from behind the scenes.
Right. It's often used to discredit legitimate government institutions to make people distrust the democratic process.
So Patel believing in this theory,
yeah, right,
and saying he wants to completely change what the FBI does.
Yeah, those are some pretty serious red flags.
Yeah, they are. What kind of changes could we see if he's in charge?
It's possible he might shift the focus of the FBI away from things like...
Like what?
like investigating white collar crime, corruption, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And move more towards intelligence, things like counterintelligence and surveillance.
That sounds like a huge shift.
It is.
I mean, what are the implications of that?
Well, an FBI that's focused more on intelligence might mean more surveillance.
Oh,
possibly targeting groups or people based on their political beliefs.
Instead of actual evidence of a crime.
Right. And that raises concerns about civil liberties, government overreach.
So you're saying there's a risk that under Patel, the FBI could be used to go after political opponents.
Or to silence dissent.
That's scary.
It's a legitimate concern, and it needs to be carefully considered.
Yeah.
The FBI has a lot of power.
For sure.
And that power needs to be balanced with strong oversight and accountability.
To prevent it from being misused.
Exactly.
This all feels very uncertain.
It does.
There's this fine line between keeping the country safe and protecting individual freedoms.
Absolutely.
How do we manage that?
I think we need to have a thoughtful conversation about what the FBI's role is in a democracy.
Okay.
We need to talk about the balance between security and liberty.
Yeah.
The importance of oversight and accountability. The dangers of politicizing law enforcement.
And we need to do it without getting caught up in fear-mongering or conspiracy theories.
Right. These are real issues that affect real people.
Exactly.
That's why it's so important for listeners to think critically about this, to ask questions, to challenge assumptions, and to form their own conclusions.
So for those who might be feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this.
It's a lot to take in.
What are the key things to remember? What should they be watching for as this story develops?
I think the most important thing is to pay attention to the confirmation process for Kash Patel if he's nominated.
Right.
The Senate hearings will give us a chance to see what his qualifications are, what he believes, and what his plans are for the FBI.
And for those who want to learn more, I'd recommend looking into the history of the FBI.
It's a fascinating history, full of successes and failures.
It really is. And there's a lot of debate about what the FBI's role should be in American society.
Right.
There's some great books and documentaries out there that can provide some really valuable insights.
And as this story continues to unfold, keep asking those critical questions.
Right.
What are the potential consequences of Patel's goals? How might his leadership change the FBI's investigations, intelligence gathering, its relationships with other agencies? And most importantly, how might all of this affect everyday Americans?
These are complex issues.
They are.
There aren't any simple answers.
No.
And that's precisely why it's so important to have these conversations, even when they're uncomfortable, even when they make us question what we believe.
You're absolutely right.
Because the stakes are just too high to ignore.
The future of the FBI, the future of American democracy, it all depends on our ability to have these difficult conversations and to hold our leaders accountable.
Wow. It's crazy how one resignation can just blow things wide open.
Yeah. It really does make you think.
All these questions about the future of the FBI.
Right.
How power works in the government.
Yeah.
Even the idea of democracy itself, it's a lot.
It is. It's a lot to take in.
But that's why I think these deep dives are so important.
I agree.
Breaking down these complex issues, connecting the dots.
Helping people understand.
Yeah. And just to be clear.
Right.
We're not telling anyone what to think.
No.
We lay out the facts, the context, different viewpoints.
So people can form their own opinions.
Exactly. Make up their own mind.
Informed opinions.
Right. Based on, you know, actual information.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that keeps coming up in the articles you shared.
Yeah.
Is this idea of the FBI being weaponized.
Oh, yeah. That's a loaded term.
It is. So what does that actually mean?
Right. When people say that, what are they really getting at?
It usually suggests that the FBI is being used for political purposes.
Okay.
Like investigations are started or pursued for partisan reasons.
Instead of legitimate law enforcement reasons.
Exactly.
So it's not about upholding the law. It's about targeting your opponents.
Or protecting your allies.
That's a pretty serious accusation.
It is. And it's been made against the FBI from both sides of the political spectrum.
Yeah, throughout history.
A lot of times these accusations don't have any hard evidence.
Right.
But the perception of bias can be just as damaging as actual bias.
And that perception seems to be growing.
It does.
You've got Trump and his supporters saying the FBI is out to get them.
Right.
And then others are worried that a director appointed by Trump might use the FBI to retaliate.
Against anyone he sees as an enemy.
It's like we're in this really precarious situation.
It feels that way.
The FBI is supposed to be above politics, neutral.
a fair arbiter of justice.
Yeah, but when it gets caught up in these partisan battles, it loses credibility. It can't do its job effectively.
Exactly, and that's a problem for everyone, no matter what side you're on.
Right. A weaker FBI ultimately means a weaker democracy.
I think that's a really important point.
It's also worth noting, the FBI faces challenges beyond just politics.
Of course.
I mean, think about it. We live in a complicated world.
Cybercrime, terrorism, foreign interference, it's a lot.
The FBI needs resources, expertise, and public trust to deal with all of that.
Absolutely.
And it needs strong leadership, someone with integrity.
Someone who can navigate all those challenges while upholding justice, the rule of law.
It's a lot to ask.
It is. It's a big responsibility.
As we wrap up this deep dive,
right,
I want to leave our listeners with a sense of, I guess, cautious optimism.
Cautious optimism, I like.
Caution, because the stakes are high.
They are.
The possibility of the FBI becoming even more politicized, that's a real concern.
It is a real possibility.
But optimism, because, you know, we have a voice.
We do.
We can demand accountability from our leaders. We can have informed discussions. We can work to rebuild trust in the institutions that are vital to our democracy.
We can't just sit back and let things happen.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all of this.
I understand that.
But knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely.
The more you know about how these institutions work, the better prepared you are to face whatever comes next.
It's about being informed and engaged.
So to everyone listening, keep asking those questions, keep learning, keep talking about these important issues.
Because the future depends on it, the future of our country.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll be back soon with more insights and analysis.
Always a pleasure.